Okay, today's daf is Bav Mesir daf Tzadi Hey. We left off on daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. We are about 12 lines from the bottom of the page. We're in the middle of discussing the three consecutive parshios in the Torah that relate to Shomrim, and they each relate to different kinds of Shomrim, but the Torah is not so clear about what the first two parshios relate to. The Torah is very clear that the third parsha relates to a Shoel, and the Gemara has identified that the first parsha relates to a Shomer Chinam, second to a Shomer Sachar. Now we're going to try to figure out how we know all of the specific halachos about each of the Shomrim. So we're actually in the middle of doing that. 12 lines from the bottom of the page, toward the end of the line, V'ashol Meshali Mesakol, and we said a Shoel has to pay for everything. So Bishlam Shvuru Umesa, I understand very well how we know that a Shoel has to pay for Shvuru Umesa if it gets broken or dies. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'chi Yishal Ishmei Imre'ehu V'nishbar Umes. It says Beferish, that if a man borrows something from his friend and then it breaks or dies, so it's explicit. El Shvuya B'Shoel Minalan, but how do I know that a Shvuya, that if something gets captured when a shoel has it, how do I know the shoel is going to be chayav for that? So v'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me, nelef mishvuru mesa, just derive it from a case of shvuru mesa. Just one thing I forgot to mention, today's shir should be dedicated li l'nishmas chayafega bas Rav Yonah HaKohen, Shragi Bill's mother. It's her yard site today, so the learning should be in Aliyah for Neshama. So anyway, so the Gemara says, maybe you should learn it from shvuru mesa. Mal shvuru mesa shekein is that what I'm saying? Yeah, so shvuya b'shol minalan. How do I know that a shvuya, that a shol is going to be chayiv if something is captured? So v'chi tema nelef mishvuru mesa, maybe you'll say learn it out from shvuru mesa. But mala shvuru mesa shekein onsa desalik adaitahu, tomer b'shvuya shekein onsa delosalik adaitahu. No, but they're very different. Whereas the Torah says, yes, you're chayiv for shvuru mesa, but that's an onus that one could have a havamina that would happen. But shvuya, it's an onus that one may never have even imagined what happened. So therefore, you could argue that a shoel is going to be chayiv for shvuru mesa, because when he got into this deal, he understood that there's a possibility that it's going to be shvuru mesa, and he's accepting that responsibility. But he never had it in his wildest dreams, a havamina, that it was going to be a shvuya, and therefore he never accepted upon himself the responsibility to pay for shvuya. So we're back to the question, how do we know that a shoel pays for shvuya? Ela nemra shvuru mesa b'shoel, v'nemra shvuru mesa b'shomer sachar. It says shvuru mesa b'shoel, and it says shvuru mesa b'shomer sachar. Mala halon shvuya imo, afkan shvuya imo. So we say, we dash in as follows. Just like by a shomer sachar, shvuya has the same din as shvura umesa, so too by a shoel, shvuya should be in the same boat, should have the same din as shvura umesa. It happens to be by a shomer sachar, you're patra and all those things, and by a shoel, you're chayiv. But the point is that they're all in the same category by a shomer sachar. Memela, they should all be in the same category by a shoel. Says the Gemara, but that's not really fair. Ikal mifrach mal shomer sachar shekein liftar. Tamar b'shoel shekein l'chiyuv. Now by a shomer sachar, they're all in the same category. They're all pater. By a shoel, you're chayiv on shvura umesa. How do I know you're chayiv on shvuya as well? Just because they're in the same category of a shomer sachar, just means they have the same din, that it's pater by a shomer sachar. You certainly can't derive from there that you're going to be chayiv for a shvuya by a shoel. Ella, so again, we're back to the question. How do I know that a shoel is chayiv on shvuya? Ki Rabbi Nassan, like Rabbi Nassan teaches, Detani Rabbi Nassan Omer, O l'rabel shvuya. When it says the word O in the Chumash, right, it says shvura v'nishbar O mace. It says it either breaks O mace or it dies. The word O is coming to teach me a third case, not just nishbar, not just mace, but shvuya. The word O is extra, and therefore it's teaching me that that the shoel is chayiv and shvuya as well. So says the Gemara, no, wait a second. Hi O, mi bayile l'chalek. No, you can't use the word O to teach you the special riboy of a shvuya. We already use the word O. We need the word O to teach that you're chayiv when it's shvura or mesa, as opposed to shvura. What should the Torah have said? If it didn't have the word O, it would be shvura umesa. So I would think you're only chayiv if it's both, if it breaks and dies. How do I know that you're chayiv individually if it either breaks or dies? That's what you need the word O for. You can't use the word O to teach me shvuya. I might have thought without the word O that you're only going to be chayiv if it breaks and dies. Says the Ritva, really, you would have had a havamina that if it just dies, You're not going to be chayiv. You have to break it first, and then it dies. So he says, no, clearly the havamina is that I might have thought that if it just breaks, you're not chayiv. Meaning that that if you're only chayiv if it dies. But obviously, if it just dies, you would have figured out that you're chayiv. But still, that's what I need the word O for, because I would have thought that if it just breaks, you're not chayiv. So kamash milan, therefore, I need the word O for that. So again, so we're still stuck. How do I know that a shoel is chayiv on shvuya? And don't tell me it's from the word O. The word O is needed for the simple pshat in the pasuk to tell me that you're chayiv on shvura or mesa, not shvura and mesa. Says the Gemara, the truth is that this is subject to a broader machlokas in terms of how we understand when the Torah gives a list of two things. Does the Torah, in general, when it says something and something, does it mean something or does it mean something and? If you understand in general, when the Torah says two things, it always means or, then you're right, the word O over here is extra, and we can use the word O to teach me about Shvuya. But if when the Torah gives a list of two things, it doesn't normally mean or it means and, then we need this O to teach me Shvura O Mesa, one or the other, and we're still stuck in terms of Shvuya. So the Gemara is just going to spell that out by attaching opinions. So it says Gemara, Hanicha, I understand that you don't need the word O to be mechalek le Rabbi Yonasan according to Rabbi Yonasan. El Rabbi Yoshia ma'ikal neimer. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, we would still need the word O to be mechalek in the pasuk Shvura or Mesa. Where do we see machlok Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia? D'tanya, we have a brisa. Ish asher yikalel es aviv ve es imo. A man curses his mother and his father and his mother. Ein li'ala aviv ve imo. So from that pasuk, I would only know your chayiv if you curse both father and mother. Aviv below imo, imo below aviv minayin. How do I know if one curses his mother without his father without his mother? How do I know he's also chayiv? Tam lomar aviv ve imo kilel. That's why the pasuk says aviv imo kilel, aviv kilel imo kilel. Right, to teach me, since in one place it said ish asher yikalel es aviv, the word kilel yikalel right next to the word aviv, and the second pasuk it has the word kilel next to the word imo. So we see one or the other. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's what Rabbi Yoshia says. So again, according to Rabbi Yoshia, the point is that you need the word O to be mechalik, because normally the assumption would have been, had I just had the pasuk Yisho Yikalas of Vezimo, that it means that you have to be mechalal both of them in order to be chayiv. So when the Torah gives a list of two things, it means you need both. So that's why I would need the word O over here to be mechalik, and I can't use the word O to teach me about Shvuya. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rabbi Yonasan says, Mashma Shneim Keachod, Mashma Echod Befneatzmo, At Sheyifrut Lecha Hakasov Yachdav. No, when the Torah gives a list of two things, it could mean both of them, and it could also mean each one individually. Until the Torah says the word yachtav, yachtav teaches me that both need to be together, that you need to do both. So from the pasuk of ish asher yikalel asav ves imo, I would already realize that it's one or the other, that it's mother or father that you're chayiv for, that you don't need it to be both, because the Torah never says yachtav. It never goes out of its way to say you do need it to be both. So the point is, you see that according to Rabbi Yoshia, even without the word O, you already see, Rabbi Yonasan rather, even without the word O, you already know that it's this or the other, and therefore the word O in the parsha of a shoel is extra to teach me that a shoel is chayiv on a shvuya. So that's great, according to Rabbi Yonasan. Problem is, according to Rabbi Yoshia, so says the Gemara, afilu tem Rabbi Yoshia, l'chalei kacha lo tzarech. Now, you could even say that we assume like Rabbi Yoshia, but over here, you don't need an O to be mechalek. You don't need the word O to tell me that you're not chayiv for shvura, that you're not chayiv unless you're both shvura and mesa, unless it breaks and dies. My taima svarahu, malikat l'kula, malikat l'palga. Because that we would have figured out on our own. Meaning it's a simple svara, that obviously in order to be chayiv, you don't need it to be both shvura and mesa, because what difference does it make? Meaning if you're chayiv on mesa, so you're chayiv on shvura also. Shvura is a half a killing. So you're going to be chayiv on one or the other. It shouldn't require that you should have to do both. So it's a svara on its own. We don't need the word O to be mechalik in that pasuk, even though generally speaking you're right, according to Rabbi Yoshia, you would need the word O to be mechalik, like by other email, but over here you don't need the word O to be mechalik, we would have figured it out on our own. Now where does the Torah ever have the word yachtav? Again, according to Rabbi Yonasan's Shita, the Torah always means this or the other thing, unless it specifies yachtav, that the two have to be together. Where does the Torah ever do that? So Rashi quotes, Kamo shapir l'cha akasav, l'choresh shor v'chamar. Pasuk b'chorei shor v'chamar. The pasuk says by plowing with a shor and chamar. What does the pasuk say? Lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamar yachtav. That the yisur is only if you're choresh with them yachtav. Right? Why do I need the word yachtav? Because if it just would have said lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamar, I would have thought you can't be choresh b'shor, nor can you be choresh b'chamar. You can't be choresh with either one of these animals. They're out. Figure out another way to plow. I don't know what other animal you use. Figure something out. Figure out another way to plow. It's not a shor, and you can't use a shor, can't use a chamar. That's why I need the Torah to say yachtav. No. There's no isra with plowing with the shor. There's no isra with plowing with the chamar. The isra is only of plowing with them yachtav. The Ritva raises the issue. He says, why does Rashi pick the pasuk of Losach Roshor v'chamar? There's another pasuk. What about the pasuk by Shatnes? The pasuk also says, Tzemer Pishtim yachtav. Right, why don't you say from that pasuk you see that unless it says the word yachtav, you would think that the isser is each one individually. Meaning I would have thought that it's also to wear tzemer, it's also to wear pishtim, and I wouldn't have known that the isser is only when the two are together unless it said the word yachtav. Why don't we quote that pasuk? So the Ritva HaChadashim says you can't learn from the yachtav of Shatnes because the implication of that yachtav would therefore be that you're chayiv on tzemer alone and pishtim alone, but the Torah keeps on saying shatnes and klayim, so it's unlikely that it means one item alone, because the very definition of the word is a mixture of two things. When we use the word shatnes, it means that you're mixing two things. So it must be there's some other drasha from the word yachtav when it comes to tzemer or pishtim. And in fact, there is another drasha from the word yachtav when it comes to tzemer or pishtim, and that is that you need the amount of stitching that it needs to be together. You need two stitches to attach them together. It's not just if you have tzemer and pishtim that are unattached to each other that you happen to be wearing. Right? There has, in order for it to be klayim d'oraisa, it has to be actually sewn together in order for it to be shatnes d'oraisa. It's a very important thing because it turns out it's probably a big kula and it may need to be woven together. Whatever it is, it's not so easy for something to be shatnes d'oraisa. And that's a major kula. If you remember, we had the shayla. A friend of mine had that his wife was standing in shul on Yantif, and the Rebbetzin came over to her and said, "That's a beautiful skirt you're wearing. Did you get it at this Lord and Taylor?" And she said, "Yes." And the Rebbetzin said, "Yeah, I bought the same one. It has shatnes in it." Now the halacha is, the Gemara says that if someone finds that you're wearing shatnes in the shuk, so you have to take it off and cover up rios, because there's an issur d'oraisa of shatnes. So it helps to know that it's only an issur d'rabbanan, likely, to be makel in that type of situation, right? Because if it's only an issur d'rabbanan, then the kavod abrios will win out, and you don't have to take it off right there in public. But if it were an issur d'oraisa, it would pose a very serious halachic dilemma. Okay, anyway, and Tosus actually notes on Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, this idea, Tosus doesn't agree with Rashi, that it's from the word yachtav, of shor v'chamar either. Tosfos says in Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, Vaduch Sev Yachtav B'Shatnes Isruch L'Shtei Tekifos. The Yachtav B'Shatnes we already need for the drash of Shtei Tekifos. The Yachtav D'Lo Sachrosh Isruch D'Lav Yachtav Hava Amina Afilu En Kshurim B'Machrisha El Shem Anhigim B'Sachas. The Yachtav by shor v'chamar, Tosfos says, is there to teach me that you're only chayiv if you actually connect the animals to each other. But if they just happen to be walking side by side, that's not a problem. Right, so that's what he says. Rabbi Yonasan, who says Ashiyevro lechalakas of Yachtav, doesn't derive it from shor v'chamar nor from shatnes. He just misvara kamar. It's just a svara. He says that if the Torah wants to tell you that two things are only asur together with each other, it should say Yachtav. He's not actually deriving it from any particular pasuk. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Geneva v'aveda b'shol mina. Oh, by the way, just one more thing. When we say shor v'chamar Yachtav, the issur of plowing a shor and chamar together, so the Rambam Mor Nevuchim writes that the issur of plowing shor v'chamar together is that they may come to mate together. They spend too much time together, they may come to mate. And that is, although it's not on the list, Rav Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov has a list of whatever it is, 18, 19 siyag d'oraisas. Right? He starts off the essay by saying, I wonder if there's such a concept as a siyag d'oraisas, the Torah making a siyag on its own laws. He says, well, I thought of 19 examples. And he goes through all of Shas and Rishonim giving examples. He misses this one. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim seems to assume that this is a siyag d'oraisa. Losach l'shor v'chamar yachtav is because they may come to mate with each other, to interbreed. And that's an Isser D'oraisa. Okay, anyway, says Gemara Vayter. Gneva v'aveda b'shol minalan. How do I know that a shol is chayiv on Gnev Vaveda, right? We already know that a Shol is Chayiv on Shvuru Mesa, it says explicitly in the Pasuk. We know a Shol is Chayiv on Shvuya because we just darshaned right now from the word O. So how do I know a Shol is Chayiv on Gnev Vaveda? V'chitei Menelef Mishvuru Mesa, so maybe I should learn it out from Shvuru Mesa. Mal Shvuru Mesa, Delo Afshal Mitrach Vasuye, Tomer Gnev Vaveda, Defshal Mitrach Vasuye. Says Gemara, no, but you can't just derive it from Shvuru Mesa, because by Shvuru Umesa, it's impossible for the to expect the original owner to go and find it. He's not going to be able to recover it anywhere if it dies or breaks. It's done. It's finished. So obviously the shul is going to have to pay in that case. But that does not necessarily mean he's going to have to pay in the case of Gnev Vaveda. By Gnev Vaveda, maybe the shul could tell the original owner, it's somewhere, you just need to find it. Right? Someone stole it. Someone has it. It's lost. It's somewhere. Things don't just disappear. So go and find it. Maybe I shouldn't have to pay. Right, so that's the limud to suggest that we know shol is chayiv and gnev aveda from shvura mesa doesn't seem to work. Tulsa says, why don't you learn it from shvuya? That if shvuya is also somewhere, and yet we see that the shol is going to be chayiv. So why don't you say gnev aveda also? So it's somewhere, and yet the shol should be chayiv. Tulsa says, v'im tom neilv mishvuya yishlamar d'shvuya lo efshar kulei ha l'mitroch vasuye. He says, no, gnev aveda, it's somewhere close probably. Shvuya, much less likely that you're ever going to be able to recover something that's been shvuya, that's been nishves, than it is that you're going to be able to recover something that was nignav or ne'avad. Not sure why. Okay, so it must be that more dangerous kinds of criminals are, capture things rather than just steal. Yes. Ella ki hadetanya. So rather it's from the following brisa. Vinish baromes. Ainli ala shvuru mesa gnev aveda minayin. I only see from the pasuk that shvuru mesa harino gnev aveda is included. Right? Again, this is talking about by the pasuk of the shoel. So amr kal v'chomer. Uma shomer sachar shepater mishvuru mesa. Chayiv b'gnev v'aveda. This is a simple logic. If a shomer sachar is pater from shvuru mesa, yet it's chayiv in gnev v'aveda, so what does that tell you? That gnev v'aveda, you're more likely to be chayiv on gnev v'aveda than you are to be chayiv on shvuru mesa. So shoel shechayiv b'shvuru mesa. So a shoel who's going to be chayiv even on shvuru mesa, ain't no din shechayiv b'gnev v'aveda. So of course he's going to be chayiv on gnev v'aveda. V'zeu kal v'chomer shein olav tshuva. And don't try to shlug up this kal v'chomer. There's no way to shlug up this kal v'chomer. That's a very strange comment to make. Normally that sounds very defensive, right? Don't try to shlug it up. So says the Gemara, Mayein Olav Tshuva. Okay, what's the answer that you were thinking of that you thought they were going to try to attack you with that you're trying to be defensive about? If you'll say, no, Shomer Sachar has certain chumras that a shoel doesn't have. So you can't derive the kal v'chomer from a shomer sachar. Say, look, we're so much more lenient on a shomer sachar that he's pater on shvuru mesa, and yet he's still going to be chayiv gnei v'aveda. So the shoel, which is more chamor, should for sure be chayiv gnei v'aveda. No, you don't know that a shomer sachar is more kal than a shoel. Yes, in regards to shvuru mesa, he's more kal than a shoel. But there are other areas of halacha where a shomer sachar is more chamor than a shoel. What specifically? That if he's towing tainus lista mezuyan, if he claims that armed bandits came and took the animal from him, and then it turns out he lied and he stole it himself, he's going to be chayiv kefel. You never have a shoel being chayiv kefil, because if a shoel were to taina that list of mezuyan came and took it from him, we'd say, okay, very good, now pay. Right? A shomer sachar would be pater if he says list of mezuyan. So therefore, when he's found to be the real ganav, he's going to pay kefil, because he got himself off the hook with the taina's list of mezuyan. But you see that there's the possibility of paying kefil for a shomer sachar. You don't have that possibility by a shoel. So says the Gemara, no, still, Shomer Sachar is definitely more kal than Shoel. Afiluachi karna de Shoel Adifa. Which is a more chamer din? That the guy who tainas list of mezuyin and is automatically chayiv, or the guy who tainas list of mezuyin and is automatically potter, but therefore if he's later found out to be the robber, he's going to pay kefil? Clearly the first, the former, is the more chamer din. When you say that a guy tainas list of mezuyin, we're still going to be mechayiv him. So the fact that a shoel pays keren when he first tainas list of mezuyin is itself a chumra. So don't tell me that the possibility of kefel is a chumra of shomer sachar. It's not true. That's not a chumra. That's a result of a kula of shomer sachar. Iba yisei meksavar list of mezuyin gazlan hu. Or maybe we're assuming list of mezuyin gazlan and you never pay kefel for a gazlan. Meaning, ganav and gazlan, are two different things, and list of mezuyin is somewhere in between. A list of mezuyin it doesn't fit either category. So there's a machlokas whether list of mezuyin is a ganav or whether list of mezuyin is a gazlan. So if you assume list of mezuyin is a gazlan, then the shomer sachar taka never would pay kefel for towing tainas list of mezuyin. You only pay kefel when you're towing tainas ganav, not when you're towing tainas gazlan. So he never would pay kefel. So that's why the chumra of shomer sachar falls by the wayside. But either way, bottom line is, we now know that a shoal is chayiv on gnev v'aveda. How do I know a shoal is chayiv on gnev v'aveda? Because if a shomer sachar is chayiv on gnev v'aveda, kal v'chomer, a shoal is going to be chayiv on gnev v'aveda. So says the Gemara, ashkan chayiv. Good, you now know that a shoal is chayiv on gnev v'aveda. Liv terminalan, how do you know he's pater on gnev v'aveda? What does that mean? Now, how do you know he's pater if it's by levimo? How do you know that you have a special patur when you have by levimo? That's the Gemara's question. Meaning, you know that there's a chiyuv on gnei v'aveda when it's normal, but when you have by levimo, how do you know that the patur of by levimo is going to work? So says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to suggest several possibilities. How many possibilities? I have here four possibilities of how we know. So that's our possibility number one. V'chitei menelef mi shvura mesa. Maybe I'll learn it from shvura mesa. I know the din of bai levimo by shvura mesa because that's where it says it explicitly in the pasuk, right? That if you have bai levimo by the shoal, you're pater. So mal shvura mesa shkein ones. But wait a second, no, shvura mesa is an ones. So maybe that's why you're pater. Maybe it's the combination of having the bailum with him plus the fact that the accident that happened was a total ones, right? As opposed to gnei v'aveda is not an ones. So therefore, it's I might think you'd be chayiv in gnev v'aveda when even though by levimo. So ella possibility number two, gamar mi shomer sachar. We learn it from shomer sachar that if a shomer sachar is pater in gnev v'aveda when it's by levimo, a shol should also be pater in gnev v'aveda when it's by levimo. The shomer sachar gufe minalan. Wait, how do I know that a shomer sachar that there's even a din of by levimo by shomer sachar? The din of by levimo is stated by a shoel. So gam mi chiyuv the shomer sachar mi chiyuv the shoel, because we learn out the chiyuv of shomer sachar from the chiyuv of shoel. Malah alan bebailim pater, afkan bebailim pater, meaning just like for what a shoel is chayiv on, namely shvura mesa, the by levimo would help to make him pater. So for what a shomer sachar is chayiv on, gnev v'aveda, having by levimo would make him pater. So b'may gamar, how does that limud work? Iba mematzinu, if it's just a straight up mematzinu, ikal mifrak kideparchin and shkeinones. But then we can slug that up because by shvuru mesa it's an ones. So the reason by levimo maybe works for shvuru mesa is because it's an ones. But how do you know that by levimo is going to work for gnev v'aveda even by shomer sachar? It's not an ones. Ela amakra v'chi yishal. Vav Mosav Alinin Rishon. When the Torah introduces the idea of a Shoel, it starts with a Vav, to show you that it's connecting the Parsha of Shoel to the previous Parsha of Shomer Sachar. V'yilamid Elyon Mitachton. And we therefore derive the Halacha of Shomer Sachar from the Halacha of Shoel. And that's how we learn that if you have a Ptur of Bai Levimo by Shoel, you must have a Ptur of Bai Levimo by Shomer Sachar. Now, Bai Levimo by Shoel is about Shvuru Mesa. Bai Levimo by Shomer Sachar can't be about Shvuru Mesa because the Shomer Sachar anyways Pater on Shvuru Mesa. So the Ptur of Bai Levimo by Shomer Sachar must be about Gnei Vaveda. So Vakati Shol Mishomer Sachar Lo Gamar, but still, okay, good. Now we know that by Shomer Sachar there's a Ptur of Bai Levimo. We're still stuck though. How do we know that Bai Levimo works for Gnei V'Aveda by a Shoel? So says Mar Vakati Shol Mishomer Sachar Lo Gamar. You still can't derive Shoel from a Shomer Sachar. Tikal Mifrach Mal Shomer Sachar Shekem Pater B'Shvuru Mesa Tam B'Shol Shchay B'Shvuru Mesa, because it's a Kal V'Chomer working in the wrong direction. Right, you can't say, look, if you're going to be pater by Shomer Sachar, so then for sure, with Bai Levimo and Gnei V'Aveda, then you're for sure pater by Shoel on Bai Levimo with Gnei V'Aveda. No, Shoel is more chamer than Shomer Sachar. Just because you're pater on something when it's a Shomer Sachar, you can't say the same is going to be true by a Shoel. You're more likely to be chayiv by a Shoel. So the lima doesn't work back in the other direction. So Ella says the Gemara, third possibility. Gnei v'aveda b'shol chiyuv minalan. How do I know that a shol is chayiv on gnei v'aveda to gamar mishomer sachar? I only know that a shol is chayiv on gnei v'aveda in the first place because I learned it from a shomer sachar. And again, what are we trying to figure out? How I know the patur of bai levimo works on gnei v'aveda for a shoel? Well, the very fact that a shol is chayiv in gnei v'aveda, I only learned from a shomer sachar. So dayu l'abam min adin li'os kanidon. So I can't derive the chiyuv of Gneva Aveda from a Shomer Sachar to be any more severe than it is by the Shomer Sachar. If the Shomer Sachar is the very source for my chiyuv of Gneva Aveda by Shalal, then it can't be any more chamer than it is by Shomer Sachar. Magneva Aveda Shomer Sachar Bailim Pater, just like Gneva Aveda by Shomer Sachar, if it's by Levimo, you Pater, Af Gneva Aveda to Shalal Nami, Bailim Pater, so to Gneva Aveda by Shalal, also Bailim is Pater. Right? The Gemara derives that we know the rule of Dayo from one of the Kal Vachomers in the Torah, right? There are 10 Kal Vachomers that are in Tanakh, that are explicit in Tanakh, and one of them is with Miriam. V'avia yarok yarak b'fanel, if her father were to spit in her face, right? So shouldn't she be embarrassed to be out of the camp for 7 days? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also for 7 days. And but the Gemara says, wait a second, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more severe than her father. It should be for 14 days. So the Gemara says, no, there, from there you see, dayo la b'min adin lios kenidon. That even though you're dealing with something much more severe, you can't derive anything more chamer than the very source. So if the source is seven, the derivation has to also be seven. So here as well, if the source of the chiyuv by Gnei Vaveda says that there's a patur of Baal Levimo, then by Shoel, where we're going to derive that you're also chayv in Gnei Vaveda, there must also exist a patur of Baal Levimo. Says the Gemara, okay, that's a good answer. Problem is, hanich lamandi islei dayo, elamandi lesei dayo mayik lememar. That works if you hold that there exists such a concept of dayo. But if you don't hold of the concept of dayo, then you're stuck. If you don't hold the concept of dayo, then what are you going to say? Because then we're still stuck. How do we know that there's a patur of Baal Levimo by Gnei Vaveda by Yeshoel? Is there really such a shita that doesn't hold of dayo? So Tosa says, well, not really. Right? Tosa says, Hanich lemandi islei dayo, says tema. The parakeits at a regal muchach lehechad lemifrach kal vachomer du l'kuli amram minyan dayo v'hachal lemifrach. As long as there's nothing wrong with the kal vachomer, says Tosos, if you look in the sugya baba kama, everyone agrees we say dayo. The only time there's a reason not to say dayo is if there's a problem with the kal vachomer to begin with. But if it's not mifrach kal vachomer, right? So then there's no. Everyone agrees there's a rule of dayo. So Tosos says v'yeshlom mishum tahasim sal kadaytuch meikara depligi afilu hechad lo mifrach kamar hanicha v'chulei. Tosos says, yeah, this is a trick the Gemara uses sometimes. Whenever there was a havamina anywhere in Shas that there's a shita that you don't say dayo, so we'll pretend it's a real shita, even though it was only havamina, and even though it was rejected, we'll phrase it as if it was a real shita, which really weakens the question over here. I mean, the Gemara's question, that's not a good limud, what are you going to do with the shita that doesn't hold of dayo? Well, yeah, the maskana, there's really no such shita, but, you know, just in case, according to the havamina of that Gemara, how would this have been learned? Okay, so says Gemara, Ella, fourth possibility. Amakra, v'chi yeshal, vav mosav alinyan rishon. Wait, we tried that. That was already number two with the vav mosav alinyan rishon. No, but what was the problem? Why did we slug up vav mosav alinyan rishon? Because we said you can't derive shoel from shomer sachar. Vav mosav alinyan rishon teaches you that just like there's din of Baal Avimo that you're pater by a shoel, there's din of Baal Avimo that you're pater by a shomer sachar. But that doesn't go back and teach you that that patur of Baal Avimo works for Gnei Vaveda by a shoel. So he says, no. The Vav Mosav Alinyan Rishon does not only teach you one direction, that the din of Baal Avimo that exists by a shol also applies by a shomer sachar. It goes in both directions. V'ilamid elyon mitachton v'tachton me'elyon. It goes in both directions. That just like you can learn the very p'tur of Baal Avimo from a shol to a shomer sachar, you can learn the application of the p'tur of Baal Avimo to Gnei Vaveda from shomer sachar back to shol. Says Gemara Itmar. If you're poshea with the bailim there, so there's machlokas ravach and ravina. Meaning, we discuss gnei vaveda with bailim yipater. We discuss shvuro mesa with bailim yipater. What if you're poshea and the bailim is there? Are you still pater? So it's machlokas. Chad amar chayiv, chad amar pater. Mandi amar chayiv, kasavar mikra nidrashul fanav lo lefnei fanav. The one that says yachayiv is going to assume that when we make drushas from psukim, the drusha can go back to the previous parsha and to the one before that. And keep in mind, we had three consecutive parshios of Shomrim. Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Shoel. The Ptur of Baal Levimo appears in the parsha of Shoel, right? The din of Pshia, that you're chayiv for being poshea, appears in the parsha of Shomer Chinam, of the first of the three parshas, because that's the only thing Shomer Chinam is chayiv on. So hilkach in Baal Avimo Shomer Chinam lo ksiv, if you hold the mikra nidrash lefanav v'lo lefnei fanav, that you can only dash into the previous parsha, but not to two previous, so then the word the heter of Baal Avimo doesn't go on the Shomer Chinam. Upshia nami b'Shomer Sachar u'b'Shoel lo k'siv. And it doesn't say Pshia by Shomer Sachar and Shoel. Hilkach b'Shomer Sachar b'Shoel l'chiyiv asya b'kal v'chomer mi'Shomer Chinam. How do I know that a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel are chayiv when they're poshaya? I just learned it as a kal v'chomer from a Shomer Chinam, that if a Shomer Chinam is chayiv for being poshaya, for sure a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel are going to be chayiv for being poshaya. Aval b'baylim liftar, but to apply a heter of b'aylevimo, af b'Shomer Sachar b'Shoel lo. You would not say that there's a p'tur of b'aylevimo by Shomer Sachar and a Shoel if they're poshaya. My taima. Because when the Torah says Bailavimo, it only applies, it's written in the Parsha of Shoel, and you can only darshan it lefanav to the Parsha of Shomer Sachar. Meaning, you can only apply the heter of Bailavimo to those chiyuvim that are explicit in the psukim of Shomer Sachar and Shoel, then you could say there's a p'tur of Bailavimo. But if there's something that a Shoel and a Shomer Sachar are going to be chayiv on that's not explicit in the Psukim, then the Heter of Bailavimo is not going to apply to that. What's that? Pshia. Right? Pshia is not explicit in the Psukim of Shomer Sachar and Shoel. It's explicit in the Pasuk by Shomer Chinam, but not explicit in the Psukim by Shomer Sachar and Shoel. In the middle of the Heter of Bailavimo won't apply to Pshia. Says the Gemara, that's the Shita that holds your Chayiv when it's Bailavimo on Pshia. Mandiyamra Pater, Kasavar Mikra Nidrash, Lefanav, Ulefnefanav. The one that says your Pater will say that when you have a Vav to connect two Parshias, it doesn't only connect the third Parsha to the second Parsha, it also connects the third Parsha to the first Parsha. So the Heter of Bailavimo that it says by Shoel doesn't only relate back to Shomer Sachar for Gnev Aveda, it also relates back to Shomer Chinam for Pshia. V'chiksiv in Bailavimo as Shomer Chinam namiksiv. And when it says in Bailavimo, it's also going on Shomer Chinam. It's not. So now we're going to try to bring Rayas, right? We now have two opinions. If you're Poshea with Bailavimo, we have two opinions whether you're Chayiv or Pater. Does the Ptur of Bailavimo work for Pshia? So Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Hashol apara v'shal ba'ala ima. If you borrow the cow and you borrow the Bailum with it. Hashol apara v'sachar ba'ala ima. You borrow the cow and you rent the Bailum with it. Shol ba'ala o'sachran. You borrow or rent the owner. V'acharkach shol apara. And then you borrow the cow, umesa, and it dies, pater. In all these cases, that's a din of bailavimo, because at the time that you got the cow, you already had the owner. It was simultaneous, or you already had the owner. That's din of bailavimo. Then you're going to be pater. But notice, all the examples it gave were borrowing, renting, vilu shamachinam lo katani. Never said anything about just watching the cow. So why didn't it say anything about just watching the cow? Isn't that a raya, therefore, that the din of Bailavimo isn't going to work for a Shomer Chinam, to get the Shomer Chinam off the hook for what he would normally be chayiv for, namely Pshia? So you see, Bailavimo doesn't work for Pshia. Ulutaymech says the Gemara, Shomer Sachar Mikatani? Doesn't say Shomer Sachar either. Ela Tana Milsa Diksiva Behedya Katani. Da Asi Midrash Lo Katani. No, it must be that the only reason it picked the case of Shoel and did not go back to the case of the Shomer Sachar is it wanted it to, the Tana wanted to teach me the din of Bailavimo in exactly the same case where the Torah taught me the din of Bailavimo. It didn't want to teach me the case of Bailavimo in other applications where it might be true, but it's not the case where the Torah taught it. The Torah Dafka taught it by Shoel, and that's what the Tana wanted to do the same thing. Maritzchai says a very sharp kasha over here. Maritzchai says, wait a second, don't we normally say the opposite in the Darim Daf Gimli, Yivamas Daf Beis, we say, Aidi da'asya midrasha chavivalei? We have such an expression in Bava Kam also. We have such an expression that something that comes from a drasha is more chaviv to us than something that doesn't come from a drasha. And that's why when we have a list of cases in a Mishnah, we'll pick that which comes from a drasha and mention that one first because it's more chaviv. Isn't that against what the Gemara is saying over here? The Gemara over here is saying when the Tana wants to come up with the case of Bailavimo, it prefers to come up with a case that's explicit in the Torah rather than a case that comes from a drasha. Shtarka Kasha says Maritz Chayis, Ulam Re'isi B'Sefer Kina Sofrim, Shorish Beis, Muva B'Yad Malachi Simin Yir Alev. He says, I saw the Kina Sofrim quoted by the Yad Malachi, writes, Shedik Dek Madakamar Aidi Da'asim Midrasha Chavivalei, Velokamar Chashivalei. He says, notice the Lashon. We say something that comes from a drasha is more chaviv, more beloved. We don't say chashivalei. We don't say it's more chashuv. Why? Mishum de davar sha'adam motzi behekish sichlo v'chakiraso chaviv lo harbe mineshim eschabid bo yoser. When a person comes up with a drasha, with using his own intellect, his own brain, it's very beloved to him because, you know, that's, people are going to respect him for that. He came up with the drasha, not bad, right? So v'im kein nicha hecha shoshona b'mishna heina mefurish behedya v'hein mashanil midrasha az makdim madinim midrasha shechaviv. Meaning, if I'm going to give a list of three items or two items, and one of them is something I came up with all by myself, and one of them is something that was explicit in the pasuk, so it's much more beloved to me that which I came up with by myself. So I'm going to list that which I came up with myself first. But which one is really more chashuv? Which one is really more concrete? Which one is the one that's really more impactful? Clearly, that which is written beferish is the one that's more chashuv. So if I'm only going to mention one of them, I'm going to have to mention the more chashuv. Look, if I'm mentioning everything anyway, so I'll lead with mine. I'll lead with something I use my own intellect for. That's where we say chaviv alei. That's where we say, whenever there's a list of more than one item, so the first item is going to be the one that comes from the drasha, because that's more chaviv to me. But if I'm only going to mention one thing, then I got to pick the more chashuv thing. I have to pick that which is beferish in the pasuk, and that's why over here, where it only gives examples of Bailavimo when it comes to a Shoel, She'ela Bebailim doesn't give examples of Shomer Sachar Bebailim or Shomer Chinah Bebailim. It's because it's going to have to pick, since it only gives examples of one case, it has to dafka pick a Shoel because that's more Chashuv, although it may not be more Chaviv. Okay, says Gemara, next possible Raya. Tashema, Shoel of a Shoel Baileima, Sachar of a Sachar Baileima, if you borrow it and you borrow the bailum with it, you rent it, or you rent the bailum with it. Shalav v'sachar ba'aleima, sachar v'shal ba'aleima. Aval pisha bailum osim melacha makamachar mesa pater. Even though the bailum might be in some different location doing the melacha, and the animal dies, you're going to be pater. Savrua hamani Rabbi Yehudi damar sachar k'shamar sachar dami. We're assuming that renting is the same as shamar sachar. V'ha haytana katani milsadasi midrasha v'ilu shamar chinam lo katani. And therefore, you see that we are mentioning something that comes from a drasha, because we're mentioning sachar, and sachar is the din of shamar sachar. And nevertheless, it doesn't mention shamar chinam. So you can't just tell me that no, we're only mentioning things that are explicit in the pasuk. We're not. We're mentioning things that are not explicit in the pasuk, things that are drashos, and still we don't mention shomer chinam. So don't you see? There's no din of bailavima by shomer chinam. Answers the gemara: Hamani Rav Meir he damar sachar shomer chinam dami. No, it's the raya the exact opposite way. We're assuming like Rav Meir that a sachar is a din of shomer chinam, betana shomer chinam v'adin shomer sachar, and therefore it teaches me a case of a sachar which equals shomer chinam. And the only one it leaves out is Shomer Sachar, because it tells me that there's a Ptur of Baal Avimo even for Shomer Chinam. Okay, once I know there's a din of Baal Avimo for Shomer Chinam, of course there's a din of Baal Avimo for Shomer Sachar. Iba yisayim akad demachlef rabbi baravu avetani, Sochar ketan mishalem, Rameir amak Shomer Sachar, Rabbi Yudah amak Shomer Chinam. Or you could switch around the shitos of Rameir and Rabbi Yudah. The Rameir is one that says that it's a Shomer Sachar, and Rabbi Yudah is one that says that it's Shomer Chinam. Meaning, if you're set on making the Brisa fit Rabbi Yudah's shita, so say that Rabbi Yehuda is one that holds that a sochar is like a shomer chinam, and you're still going to have a raya in the opposite direction. Period. Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says a phenomenal chiddush that the Gemara is going to spend some time rejecting. Amar Rav Hamnuna. La'olam u'chayiv atchete para v'choresh ba chamaru mechamer achareha v'atchiu bailu mishash she'el ha'shash v'ramesa. It says two statements. Number one, the Ptur of Bailu Vimo is only when the Bailu is actually working with his animal. Number two, the Ptur of Baal Avimo is only when the Bailim is working with his animal from the time of Shela all the way until the time where it breaks or dies. That it's not just if you happen to have borrowed the animal at the same time that the Bailim was in your employ, and then well after the Bailim was no longer employed by you, the animal breaks. No, that would not be the Ptur of Baal Avimo. It has to be that the Bailim is there when it dies. So Alma Ksavar Baal Avimo Akula Milsa Mashma. So it sounds like Baal Avimo is going on everything, is going on, right? The implication is that Baal Avimo is throughout the entire process. Masiv Rava. Shalav v'shal ba'aleima, sachar v'sachar ba'aleima, sachar v'shal ba'aleima, shalav v'sachar ba'aleima. We just learned this. Afal pisha ba'aleim moslem melacha b'makom acher, umesa pater. We just quoted a braisa that says beferish, that even if the ba'aleim is working somewhere else, nowhere near his animal, still the pater of ba'al avimo applies. So my lab b'melacha acheres, doesn't that imply that even if the... First, we're attacking the first half of it. Doesn't that imply that even if the ba'aleim... Right, Rav Hamnuna said two statements. Number one, that the ba'aleim has to be working with his animal. And number two, that the Bailam has to be there at the time that the animal dies. Right? So first we're attacking the first half. you want to tell me the Valim has to be working with his animal? No, it says even if he's b'makom acher, doesn't that imply that even if he's working on it with something totally different, you're employing him to be your cook in the kitchen, and he's and the animal breaks, the animal dies plowing in the field, still the Pitur is going to apply. So we say, lo, ba'osa malacha. No, it means that he has to be doing that same malacha. So the Gemara, it's nice for you to say, what are you going to do with the words of the Braisa? Elamai makom acher. What do you think the Braisa meant when it said makom acher? To kamarfi va'azl kama. Makom acher meant that it's the owner is walking in front of the animal to soften the ground to make it easier for the animal to plow. But it does not mean that he's literally somewhere far away. It means he's a couple of feet in front of the animal. I've mean to say al gaba havi reisha b'mlacha acheres. But from the fact that the Sefer gives a case where he's right on top of it, doesn't that imply that the ratio the Bryce is talking about where you're literally working on something else, the Katani Sefer, because after all, the Sefer says, Shal avachach shal baleh, sachar avachach sachar baleh ima, afal pisha bailim chorshin al gaba umesa chayev, even though the bailim is literally on top of it, it's still going to be chayev, because that's not a case of baile ima, because you had the animal before you had the owner. So Amri Resha the Seifa Ba'usa Malacha. No, maybe both the Resha and the Seifa are talking about where the Bailam is working together with the animal. The Resha Rabusa Kamashmalan, the Seifa Rabusa Kamashmalan. And each one is telling me its own Chiddush. Resha Rabusa Kamashmalan, the Chiddush of the Resha is the Afagav de Lav Al Gaba, El Ba'usa Malacha, Kivin Dav Bailam Bashashay Lepater. Even though it's not on top of the animal, as long as it's involved in the same work, so you're still going to be Pater. The Seifa Rabusa Kamashmalan, the Chiddush of the Seifa is the Afagav de Al Gaba. Even if they're literally on top of each other, since the Bailam was not employed by you at the time that you borrowed the animal, chayiv, you're still going to be chayiv. They're still not closely enough connected, even though the owner might be riding on the animal at the time that the animal is doing the work. So that's why he phrases it in that way. But they're both talking about where you're working together with the animal. So Rav Hamnuna still stands. Says Gemara, no. Hi, my. Yam bishlam reisha b'malacha acharis v'seifa b'osam malacha. Hain rabusa eliyam reisha v'seifa b'osam malacha. My rabusa idi v'idi b'osam malacha avi. What do you mean? What kind of chiddush? What kind of extra chiddush is there if they're both talking about where they're doing the same malacha? Va'otanya. And furthermore, we have a brisa that says as follows: Mimashmash nemar and balavima lo yishalem in yodesh and balavenimo shalem yishalem. From the fact that it says if you have the bailam with you, you don't have to pay. Don't I already know that if you don't have the Bailam with you, you will have to pay? Elamatam lam rabal of einimo. Why does the Torah have to specifically, explicitly state ein balavimo that you don't have to pay, that you will have to pay? Lomer lecha, that's to teach you hayimo b'shasha eila. That you only have to have the Bailam with you at the time where you first borrow it, not at the time that it dies. So now we're attacking the second half of Rav Hamnuna's statement, right, where he said that the Bailam has to be there at the time that it actually dies. Having it at the Shashvura Mesa is not good enough. You need to have borrowed it. You need to have had the Bailam with you at the time of Sheila. And we have another Braisa that also explicitly teaches against Rav Hamnuna's second statement. Fitani idach mimashmash nemar balavim eini mo shalem yishalem comes from the other perspective, from the fact that the pasuk says if the bailam is not with you, you have to pay. Eini yodesh and balavim lo yishalem. Don't I realize then that if the bailam is with you, that you don't have to pay? Elamat hamalomer. Why does the Torah have to specify explicitly that balavim lo yishalem vim balavim o lomer lecha to tell you kivan sheyatzam yirshus mashil shah achas bebailim. Umesa pater, since it left the reshus of the mashil, even for one moment, together with the bailim, it's going to be pater. Aye, but the guy was only employed by him for 1 minute, and by the time the animal died, the owner of the animal is no longer employed by the shawel. Doesn't matter. He's still going to be pater. Tiyufta Rav Hamnuna tiyufta. So therefore, you see, it's a double tiyufta Rav Hamnuna on both of his statements. Now, what was the svar for Rav Hamnuna? Why did Rav Hamnuna say that the bailam has to be working with that animal and he has to be there at the time that it dies? So the Mesh Chachma writes in his Perush on Chumash on those pesukim. Mesh Chachma says Rav Hamnuna must have held that the patur of bailavimo has a logic to it, and the logic is that the bailam should watch over his animal, and therefore kamash milan. When the Gemara rejects Rav Hamnuna, we're saying no, it's a gzeres hakazav. Interestingly, though, the Sefer Achinuch says in Mitzvah Samach, he says the al inyan sheila bebalim shempater. He says the fiyap shat the Torah is only mechayev the shoel. Acher shabala kliyah abeim imo is not mechayev the shoel when the owner's there. Why? Demikivan shul l'sham yishmar hu eshalo. Let him watch his own animal. So the Sefer HaChinuch seems to say this to Maskana. He asks on himself, why then do you not have to be with the animal? Even if the guy's not there at the Shah Sheila, you can be part of it. He says, okay, it's a low plug. But the Torah just makes it that as long as at the original time when you borrow it, the owner's there. So usually that means the owner's going to be there to watch it the whole time. So it's a low plug even when the owner's not there. You're still going to be pater. Okay. I'll post the next stuff sometime later this morning, early afternoon.